Just days after he appeared in gruesome, expletive-filled video footage filmed among dozens of Wagner Troop's corpses, the boss of Russia's Wagner Group of mercenaries has apparently calmed down. Yevgeny Prigozhin has said his Wagner fighters would leave Ukraine's eastern city of Bakhmut by May 10th due to a lack of ammunition, for which he blamed the defense minister and general staff chief of Russia's military. But on Sunday, Prigozhin said Moscow had agreed to provide the supplies needed to continue fighting in the devastated city. Critics say Prigozhin's apparent U-turn is not a huge surprise, calling him a publicity seeker who has not followed through on previous threats. In March, for instance, he suggested that Bakhmut would be captured within days. Yet his latest threat to withdraw came as there were signs of counterattacks by Ukraine. On Sunday, blasts were reported in Crimea, the peninsula Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Russian authorities claimed Ukraine sent drones into the Crimean Peninsula, with Russian air defense shooting down at least one over the port of Sevastopol. Separately, a prominent Russian nationalist writer, Sakhar Prilepin, was wounded in a car bombing that killed his driver. The attack reportedly occurred Saturday in Russia's Nizhny Novgorod region, about 400 kilometers or 250 miles east of Moscow. Russia's foreign ministry accused Ukraine, but Ukraine's security services refused to confirm or deny involvement, and a senior Ukrainian official accused Russia of staging the attack. Several other strikes in and outside Russia have killed and injured prominent Russians. Kiev also denied carrying out a recent drone attack near the Kremlin that was apparently aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin. Yet Ukraine has confirmed it is preparing a counteroffensive against Russia's military, which invaded Ukraine in February last year. That has increased Russian military activities, with Ukrainian officials issuing air raid alerts on Saturday evening for areas covering about two-thirds of the country. The alerts extended from the capital Kiev and regions to the west through all areas in the east and south to the Kherson region and Russia-annexed Crimea. It did not prevent more death and destruction, with Russian shelling reportedly killing at least six Ukrainian demining experts in the south. Emergency authorities said two other team members were injured, along with a nurse, and were hospitalized. Yet backed by Western expertise and weapons, Ukraine's Air Force claimed to have downed a Russian hypersonic missile over Kiev, using newly acquired American Patriot defense systems. It is the first known time the country has been able to intercept one of Moscow's most modern missiles. Air Force Commander Mykola Oletyuk said Ukraine's military intercepted the Kinzhal-type ballistic missile over the Ukrainian capital during the week. With Kiev increasing its military clout, a former Russian deputy prime minister who oversaw Russia's nuclear-capable missiles program warned that Russia's military could now use nuclear weapons. The man, known for overseeing the new Sarmat-2 intercontinental ballistic missile, dubbed Satan II, admitted, "For now, the forces and conventional weapons are in favor of the enemy," referring to Western weapons and expertise. Therefore, he added in a video, "The best way to destroy Ukraine's counteroffensive is to use tactical nuclear weapons." The threats by a man who Moscow claims was previously injured by an assassination attempt by Kiev underscored increased saber-rattling on both sides. There were perhaps few signs of hope, however. Ukraine praised the return of 45 Azov Battalion fighters captured by Russian forces during the battle for Ukraine's city of Mariupol, while Russia said three of its pilots had been freed by Kiev. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.